Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Does that mean that you've arrived? No, I hadn't arrived, but that just means that we all know which way to go now. If you want to dominate and control the devil, then dominate and control yourself. Because if you don't, you can say boo to the devil, excuse me, and I'm not belittling this, and I maybe shouldn't even say this, but I'll take a chance. You can say boo to the devil in the name of Jesus all you want to, and he ain't going nowhere. Unless you are one that knows authority by controlling yourself. If you know who you are in Christ, then he knows who you are in Christ. And if you don't know who you are in Christ, he knows you don't know who you are in Christ. And he ain't going nowhere. Somebody said, Brother Randy, my God, you told us, Brother Hagin's told us, our pastor told us, don't accept any vision or revelation unless you got chapter and verse to back it up. I'm so glad that y'all word folks. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? They heard Paul preaching about Jesus, didn't they? And they wanted to go down there and they wanted to rebuke the devil. And so they went there. He said, we command you, we adjure thee in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. They didn't know Jesus. They weren't Christians. And if they had known him, which they didn't in this particular scenario, but they didn't know Jesus, had no authority to operate and function in the name of Jesus, had no right to use the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus, you can say Jesus' name all you want to. And they ain't no power in that name until you're living that name. That's the only way. The seven sons of Sceva said it, you know, just like you'd say confession or something. I don't know, just over and over and over. It's not going to work. It works because you live it. It works because you walk in it. It works because you believe it. And it works because you do it. Not because you just say it. You got to do it and say it. And that's what Jesus said. There are spiritual authority to me. And so the seven sons of Sceva went down there and said, we adjure you, command you devils to come out of this man in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And I believe it. The devil said to them, he said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Isn't that what it said in the book of Acts? Yeah, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Yeah, you come down here to mess with me. That's what the devil said. You come down here to mess with me, buddy. I'll show you who I am. You may not know who you are, but I know who I'm is. And I'm fixing to turn the table on you. And he beat them up. I mean, literally dove in the midst of seven of them. One man did, empowered by the devil. And whooped them. I mean, beat them up. Stripped their clothes off. It's the first recorded event of streaking in the history. It is. I mean, it was. The Bible says they went running down the road with no clothes on. The devil started the first streaking event. He'd been starting every one of them since then. Isn't that right? But that's the truth. But why did that happen to them? Because just because you say the name of Jesus don't mean there's going to be any power behind that name. How is there going to be power behind that name? It's because you understand the power behind that name and you operate in it. You know how to function in it. You live it. You experience it. And you know it. And until you know it, the devil knows you don't know it. If you don't know it, he knows you don't know it. And you can say in Jesus' name go and he ain't going nowhere. Why? Because he knows you. And he knows what kind of a power you got. If you ain't got enough power to control yourself and enough authority to control yourself and your thoughts and your actions and walk out the reality of God's word, you flat ain't got the authority over him. Because the only place you got authority is in Jesus. And authority starts with you. It starts with me. It don't start just by repeating the name of Jesus. It starts by controlling ourselves. Controlling our actions, controlling our thoughts, controlling our mind, our will, and our emotions, and submitting that will, mind, and emotions in our body, our entire life unto God. And then when you speak, the devil will listen. And I'll tell you, it pays sometime just to work on that area of your life, especially if you think that God's going to use you tremendously in that area. Of dealing with people as demon possessed. A lot of people, you know, say, yeah, I believe in the name of Jesus. I'm going to cast out devils. You don't know what you're saying. Excuse me. Unless you know your authority in Christ, you don't want to confront the devil. But sometimes, some things I think you just leave them unsaid for a while, but maybe we'll go ahead and say them anyway. See, because when you get over there and you start dealing with the powers of darkness and see some of the things that I've seen demonic powers do, I've never said to any human being. Because they'd think you're nuts. Manifestations and demonstrations of the devil. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the devil manifesting, materializing things right before my eyes. Like knives just appearing in somebody's hands, trying to kill me. And there wasn't one there before. And when you get over there, people just think, it's not, church, Christianity is not a game. I'm here to tell you, there is the powers of God and there is the powers of darkness. And we're not blowing up anybody as far as the devil's concerned. In fact, we're just putting him down and letting you know that you got the authority over the devil. You got the power of the devil. You can tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you if you can control yourself. Glory to God, because that's where spiritual authority starts. It starts with you. And when you can control and dominate yourself and control your flesh, control your actions, and the more you control yourself, the more authority you got over the devil. Why? Because the more you walk in the reality of who you are in Christ, the more the ability and authority of Christ that you take on. That's exactly what happens. Because you recognize that God's power is real. And not only does the power of God have the ability to make the devil stand around, but it has the ability and power to make you stand around. Make your flesh sit down. Make your mind be quiet. You understand? And I'm here to tell you, that's where you'll find the authority of God working in your life. Said, so, Brother Randy, how long does it take? Said, so, Brother Randy, what if I've missed it? Just ask God to forgive you and get up and go on. Amen. That's all you got to do. It's not a doom and gloom message, but it's a message of power and the anointing and the ability of God. And that's exactly, even the other night when I was sharing with you about the authority that God had given me over the devils and demons that was there in that prison that we were at. The only reason that I had that authority is because I was walking in a level of authority that I grew into, I matured into, that I allowed God to work in me. And so since that day, I've had God has caused me to walk in more authority. Now, this could be seem like bragging, but it won't, okay? God knows my heart. I'm not bragging and I'm not being arrogant. But God has told me to go to cities before. Woo, and I'm going to start doing it more. And he said, I want you to take authority over this city. And he said, see, because the more you grow in Christ and the more authority he can trust you with, you'll start doing bigger tasks. You won't just cast devils out of people. You'll run them out of cities. See, there's controlling powers over this earth. I don't know why I'm talking about all this. It's just God, you know. We want to swing from the chandeliers. Of course, we'd have to make some. And here we swing from the tracks up there anyway. But this is good food. I'm telling you, this stuff here is good for you. But the Lord has actually sent me in cities. And in recent times, God began to speak to me. And I was in... about doing some things and along this line. And I said, because I was praying, I said, Lord, you know, you used to use me that way more than what you do now. Because I was looking at it from one aspect, I casting devils out of individuals. You know, they just everywhere I went, devils would fall out on the floor. And I said, Lord, what's going on? I remember I was with Brother Doug Jones. Y'all remember Brother Doug Jones? You know, he taught me everything I know. You know, he said that for years. And that's why I knew nothing for 12 years of my life. I mean, I have to always come back at him and let him know. But that's why I never knew nothing for 12 years of my life till I started studying the Bible for myself. I just took his word for it and then found out he didn't know what he thought he did. You know, but we love Brother Doug, though. But I was in meetings with him out in Texas where he used to be the regional director out there. Remember when the bat passed away? And I was in that church there. And right during an altar call, and Brother Duggan, just one scenario, right during an altar call, and this used to happen to me all the time, especially in prison and then when I first got out. But in that service there, I was given an altar call, and I don't know how many came forward, but a lot of them did. And they came to the front, you know, and lined up there. It was Brother Duncan. Don Duncan, yes, that's who it was. And Miss Karen Duncan, I saw her not too long ago. But they came to the front. And as they were coming to the front down here, all of a sudden, this lady in this back, it was a big, large auditorium, and this lady in the back right here fell out on the aisle with a shrieking scream. Ah! They started writhing like a snake in the aisle. Brother Doug stood up. He said, I've got that big, my God. And I was thinking, hang on to him, boys. Hang on to him, because he's going to run now, you know. And I'll tell you, around old time Pentecost, that's what he did.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.